Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 2015, but it doesn't matter what year or what time you listen. Today, you're about to be blessed with the melodious sounds of, or excuse me, hear the melodious voice, and of course, share in the great knowledge that the great Cindy Battino is going to share with us. Cindy is a life coach. She is a healer. She is a woman extraordinaire. And when I say that without any tongue in cheek. I actually say that very seriously. And you don't want to mess with her. I'm telling you, she just threatened me a little while ago, but we're going to leave that alone. Anyway, Cindy is going to talk to us today about marriage and relationship, and she's also going to give us 5 ways to have a healthy divorce, which is a very deep topic. You know, I've talked to a couple of people about this show in the last week, and they're all telling me that they're going to listen in because it's a very deep subject, and you are in the hands now of a professional that can actually help you through that very deep subject. So without any further ado, Miss Cindy Battino. Cindy, how you doing today?
I'm good, Zurian. It's so good to be back on the show. I've taken a little hiatus. You know why?
Because it's your best year,
you know,
best
day
ever.
Because I have just finished my first book that is now available for print, and it's called You Are in Love, Once Upon a Time, Choosing Peace, Not War, for a Happier Ever After. And the best part about it is that it's a healthy divorce workbook to really help people divorce their spouses in a healthier way. So I've been really busy, so I haven't been on. So tell me, Zurian, how many people we got listening now to the Zurian Show? It used to be like 30-something thousand. What are we up to now?
Yeah, we're in our 40,000. I think we're at like 40, just about 42,000.
42,000.
People that are signing up to listen.
That is amazing, Zurian. You have just, this venue is so awesome for people to really help and inspire them and motivate them to live life in a happier, more meaningful way. And that's why I'm so honored to always be on this show. So today we're going to talk about 5 ways to a healthy divorce. And if you like what I have to say, then maybe at the end you'll take down my website information and you'll go ahead and you'll purchase my book. So, because all of these 5 ways to a healthy divorce come from my book. And Zurian, I've talked about divorce a number of times on your show, and we've talked about boundaries with your ex during and after divorce, you know, the new you after divorce, you know, reinventing yourself after divorce, and how to insulate the children, and how to hold boundaries, and all kinds of stuff. But I really wanted to share with our listeners today some things I've never shared before. So that's kind of exciting. But the first thing that I want to talk about is, what is a healthy divorce? To me, when I say, even having it come out of my mouth, sometimes it feels kind of weird. You know, is it really, you know, having healthy and divorce in the same sentence? Is it kind of an oxymoron? You know, the way we look at divorce right now, it's, you know, contentious, and people are angry and rageful, and there's so much drama and trauma and villainization and blame, and, you know, we don't necessarily think that it's possible to do divorce, to divorce our spouses in a healthy way, but it's absolutely, absolutely possible. So I'm going to give my definition of a healthy divorce. And while you're listening to me give my definition, Zurian, I know you've been through divorce. I know you're remarried. I don't know anything about your divorce, But I would like you to think of what your definition of a healthy divorce is based on everything that you've been through, everything that we've talked about, everything that you've seen and experienced in your life with your friends and your family around divorce. So I'm going to give my definition. And my definition of a healthy divorce is a healthy divorce minimizes the drama, trauma, and messiness that comes with divorce. We can't eliminate those things, but we can certainly minimize them. A healthy divorce does not vilify any spouse, does not destroy the children or families. It means treating the spouse with respect and insulating the children from the journey and process of divorce. So let me say that again. A healthy divorce, my definition is one that minimizes the drama, trauma, and messiness that comes with divorce. A healthy divorce does not vilify a spouse, does not destroy children or families. It means treating the spouse with respect and insulating the children. Okay, Zurian, you're on. What is your definition of a healthy divorce?
A fearful event that nobody wants to happen, but sometimes is very necessary.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is a really fearful time because there's so many variables and there's so many things out there. So one of the things I say over and over and over to my clients when I speak at events, when I'm on Blog Talk Radio, when I write articles, is we can't control anybody else. All we can control is ourselves. So when we go back to ourselves and say, how do we want to react or respond? What do we want to say? And this is some of the things that we're actually going to be talking about today. So five ways to a healthy divorce, the five things we're going to talk about. One is to take good care of your physical body. Super, super important. Second is why hiring an attorney should be a strategic decision. We've talked about hiring great attorneys in the past, but why is it a strategic decision? The third way is it's so important that people have professional emotional support during their journey of divorce, and I'll tell you why. The fourth is looking at your heart and listening to your heart versus your pain. Really super important and something most people don't talk about. And then lastly, why it's so essential that you treat your spouse with respect and common courtesy. And what will happen if you don't, right? So why it's so important to treat your spouse with respect and common courtesy. And maybe nothing else, but at least that. So five ways to a healthy divorce. Take good care of your physical body. Change how you eat and exercise. So, you know, blah, 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 blah. We hear this all the time. But going through divorce is so stressful. And there are a lot of physiological things that happen in our bodies when we are under complete duress, and divorce is complete duress. So, you know, throw on those shoes, throw on those sneakers, go for a walk. You don't have to run a marathon. You don't have to hire a trainer. You can. You don't have to hire a nutritionist. You can. You can get as much support that way as you can afford, but you don't have to. You know, just put your shoes on, go for a walk, walk the dog, play with your children, go outside, take a walk with the kids, get on the bikes with the kids. Start eating clean. Super important what we put into our bodies. Get away from the processed foods. Start eating more clean. You don't have to eat all organic. You don't have to go all raw. You don't have to go, you know, crazy. So keep it simple. You know, I'm not asking for you to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to eat organic or to change everything about your life. Just start eating more clean. Start walking or exercising so that you can really offset and balance. This is huge to balance all the stress that is happening in your life. Okay? We need that offset. And then the last is try to get 6 to 9 hours of sleep at night. At night is when our body recovers, right, from all the stress of the day, and it rehabilitates itself from all the stress of the day. And if we're not getting 6 to 9 hours of sleep and we're under complete duress, then it's really going to start to take a toll on our immune system, and it's going to start to take a toll on our health. So again, eat more clean, just start walking, put out those shoes and go, and get 6 to 9 hours of sleep. So I could talk about that forever because I was a personal trainer for 30 years. And I could go on and on about why it's so important and all the different physiological things that happen when we exercise. But I think most of us really understand and have heard all that stuff over and over, and that's not the most important. So just start looking at the physical so that you can offset the emotional and mental stress of divorce. So that was number one. Number two, hiring an attorney, a strategic decision. Now, the strategic decision is not whether you like the attorney or not. The strategic decision is whether the attorney is a great attorney or not. The strategic decision is all about hiring an attorney that is going to manage the process well and manage your spouse well. So it's really about, it's not about you. It's about your spouse. You know, how are they handling the divorce, right? Are they moving forward emotionally? And what are their bad habits? Because I don't know how you were, Zurian, in your divorce, but I can tell you I behaved badly during my divorce. I don't know very many people that don't behave badly during their divorce because all of our stuff comes to the surface and gets magnified. So you were what?
I said, see, I was a champ, so, you know.
You were, you know, that's not true. I don't believe that. Well, you probably behaved better than most people, actually, Zurian, that I would believe. But you want to look, and if your spouse has rage issues, right, they're only going to get worse. So if your spouse is a bully, you need an attorney that's going to know how to work with bullies and get the process done well. If your spouse tends to be a procrastinator, they can take this opportunity to lengthen out this divorce for years. I've seen it happen. So you need to hire an attorney that knows how to work with people who tend to procrastinate and lengthen the process. Okay, so it's a very strategic decision. And then it's also going to decide what kind of a divorce attorney you hire. Do you know the three different kinds of divorce attorneys, Zurian?
No, I don't. What are they?
There's a mediator, there's a litigator, and then there's collaborative law. So mediators mediate, right? That's their happy place, getting people to settle, getting people to come together. The thing with mediators is that when you hire a mediator, you're actually hiring three attorneys. You're hiring the mediator who cannot give you legal advice. They can't say that writing this into your property settlement agreement is going to be the best thing for you. They can say, oh, yes, I've seen this done or that done, but they can't give you legal advice. So when you hire a mediator, then you also have to go out and hire an attorney for yourself, and your spouse has to hire an attorney for themselves. So just keeping that in mind. But their happy place is bringing people together. A litigator loves to litigate. Their happy place is the courtroom. Now, many litigators also do mediation, in a sense, because they settle. Even if you go to a litigator, 90% of divorces are settled out of court. So just because you hire a litigator doesn't mean that you're going to go to court. It just means that if you have to, you have someone that's really comfortable in the courtroom, knows the judges really, really well, and knows how to work a judge or to work the courtroom. Mm-hmm. And then finally, there's collaborative law. Collaborative law is kind of new, kind of trendy, and it's where two people agree to come together, they agree and sign a paper saying they won't go to court, and they will work in conjunction with the two collaborative attorneys, and they will bring other advisors in to create your own unique property settlement agreement. Sounds good?
Sounds good. So they're almost
sounds good.
Like,
sounds like a really healthy way. Huh?
Is that the third one, is that almost the same as a mediator?
So they're a little bit different. A mediator, if you, like, let's say you stall out, like one of you says, you know what, no, I'm not doing this anymore, so I want to take it to court. The mediator can still take, that's not true. Then you would take your attorneys, and then you would start the court process, and the mediator would step out, right? With collaborative law, if one of you decides they're not going to play nicely in the sandbox anymore, and they're going to stall out, then you have to start the whole process from the beginning, because the collaborative attorneys will not go to court. So you've got to fire them. You've got to say goodbye to all the money that you spent there, and now you have to go hire a litigator and start from scratch. So it can be a very expensive process. Right? But if you have two people, if you know your spouse is really moving forward, if you know they really want to work things out, you know they're really honest and they're not going to try, nobody's going to try to keep anything from each other, that might be a good way to go. But if they don't play nicely in the sandbox, or they've ever, you know, cheated on their taxes or hid money from partners or anything like that, it's probably not the best decision. So a strategic decision in hiring the attorney based on not you, but based on your
spouse.
Yep, that's it. Good. So the third way toward a healthy divorce is understanding that not only is it essential that you hire a great attorney strategically in mind with your spouse, but also that is just as essential that you hire professional emotional support for the journey, for your journey of divorce. And this is why. Two really bad things could happen when you don't have the emotional support that you need. One is that you hire this great divorce attorney and you're going to use your family and friends for all of your emotional support, because you know what? You're spending a ton of money on this divorce attorney and you're really scared. You're scared about spending any more money, and you've got family and friends, right? So they can help you with the other thing. There's nothing wrong with you. You don't need a mental health therapist. This is all going to be fine. But the family and friends tend to fuel the drama, trauma, villainization. They want a right, a wrong, a good, a bad. And then divorce is also kind of like being pregnant. Now, Zurian, thank God you wouldn't know anything about being pregnant, but what happens when women are waddling around with these big, huge bellies is people come out of the woodwork, complete strangers, and they want to touch your belly, and then they want to tell you their horrible labor story, the most horrific labor stories that could ever happen on the planet. People will just walk up and tell you. And the same thing happens in divorce. Everyone has a horrible divorce story. Everyone wants to share their divorce story with you, and they want to live their divorce with you. And typically, they also give you really bad advice. So using friends and family can sometimes fuel the drama, trauma, villainization. And then in doing that, then you only have one divorce professional on your team, and that's your divorce attorney. So who are you going to call when you have a question, or who are you going to call when you're angry about your spouse, or who are you going to call when your friend says that this and this and this should be in your property settlement agreement? Who are you going to call?
Your attorney.
That's right, your attorney. Now, a great attorney is going to cost you anywhere from $300 to $1,000 an hour. Do you know how they charge, Zurian?
No.
They charge in 5-minute increments.
Crazy.
It really is really outrageous. So you call them because you have your property settlement agreement, you know, your first draft, and you're really excited about it, and you tell your best friend, and your best friend got divorced 5 years ago in Arizona, and they really got screwed, and your friend tells you that your property settlement agreement is completely wrong, and you need to do this, this, and this, and you need to ask this, this, and this question, and then you get really upset. I'm getting screwed by my own attorney, and I'm spending all this money, so I'm going to call the attorney, and I'm going to yell at my attorney, and then my attorney is going to have to calm me down and then re-explain to me why they're using the strategy that they're using, and explain to me why Arizona is different from Virginia, and explain to me why things are different 5 years ago than today. And, you know, this is just one of the many things that happen while you're going through divorce. You know, your kids tattle and say horrible things, nasty voicemails and emails get passed back and forth, and you're going to get triggered a lot during this process. And if you don't have someone that's a professional in their practice, like a therapist or a counselor as a life coach, and also not only someone who's great at what they do, but also knows about the journey of divorce. I had an ICF life coach and a therapist during my divorce, and they were helpful, yet not really, because they really couldn't guide me through the process. They couldn't prepare me for what was coming up. So I had to kind of do it on my own. And when that happens, you're creating your worst nightmare, because the attorney's fees keep going up higher and up higher and up higher, because you're calling them and emailing them a lot more than you would if you were if you had sessions and you had time with and you spoke to a professional emotional guide that you absolutely need. So that's the third way to a healthy divorce, is make sure you have that professional emotional support. It'll reduce the drama and trauma. It'll reduce the time and length of your divorce. It'll reduce your attorney's fees. It's one of the smartest things that you can do. Number four, what does your heart tell you to do? I love getting kind of woo-woo on your radio shows, Zurian. So who does your dog think you are? That's kind of what I'm asking. And are you behaving the way your dog, when your dog looks at you and thinks like you're so incredible, are you really behaving in a fashion that exemplifies that person? Most people aren't, and especially when they're going through something this painful, it's hard to see your heart through the pain, right? So I'm going to ask some really tough questions. And the tough question becomes, who do you want to be during this messy journey? Who do you want to be? Not who are you, how are you acting right now? Who do you want to be? And how do you want to be seen by your children, by your friends, by your family? You know, how do you want to be seen? So do you want to be seen as the evil shrew? Do you want to be seen as the spouse that financially screwed the other spouse? Do you want to be seen as the victim? Do you want to be seen as someone completely in blame? How do you want to be seen? And then I would ask you to write down some goals that reflect who you want to be and how you want to act during this process. And that will just keep your intention in a positive fashion, because you know what? We're going to screw up. We're going to make mistakes. But if our intention is to stay in our heart, if our intention is to be through this process the person our dog thinks we are, then more times than not, we're going to behave better than worse. So I'm writing down some goals. So what might the goals look like? So a goal might be, I want to negotiate a property settlement agreement that is fair to both parties and takes care of my children. I want to keep my anger at my spouse away from my children. I want to be able to negotiate a reasonable settlement with my spouse. I want to be able to see and listen to my children. That's a big one. Because right now, during divorce, we are so self-focused, we are so in our own pain, that we can forget that our children are right there and they see and they hear everything. And sometimes we can't even listen to them. So I want to be able to see and listen to my children might be another goal that you might write. So that's okay. The fourth way, staying in your heart. Yeah? So yeah. The fifth one is respect treat your spouse with respect and common courtesy. Why do you think that's important, Zurian?
That you keep the lines of communication open.
Yeah. Yeah. Huge, right?
Yep.
So how we treat our spouse during this process has a direct effect on two things. One, how you're able to co-parent your children in the future, right? And two, your children's future and how they behave in relationships will be severely affected by how you treat your spouse during your divorce.
All makes
really
sense.
Big things. Yeah. So if you have children. I mean, well, even if you don't have children, you should treat your ex and your spouse going through the process with respect and common courtesy, because they're human, okay? But if you have children together, these people aren't going away. You're still going to be with them for the rest of your lives because you're going to be around your kids. So if you treat them horribly, if you bash them, if you send them nasty emails, if you rage at them, if you stalk them, if you do whatever, that is going to affect how are you going to have a future relationship with them. I mean, you're destroying them and trying to destroy them and destroying the relationship because of your anger. And I get the anger and the rage, but that's why an emotional professional, emotional coach through the process is huge. And also, what are you teaching your children about relationship? I mean, how do we want our children to see relationship in the future? Don't we want to teach our children that relationship can start and relationship can end without humiliation and rage and bitterness and resentment and revenge? I mean, yeah. Don't we want our children to be able to walk away from relationship with forgiveness in their heart? Well, the only way they learn that, people, is from you and how you behave. So ask yourself this question. This is another hard question. With my current behavior and words, what am I teaching my children? How do I need to change my behavior and words to teach them the values I want them to have and hold as adults? And then finally, this is the best part, Zirian. If you're going to be around your ex for the rest of your life because of the kids, how do you want to spend the rest of your life? Do you want to spend the rest of your life anxious and pissed and resentful every time you think you're going to have to spend time with this person or be in the same room with this person? Or isn't that giving them all your power?
Sure is.
Why would you allow someone to affect you that way? What do they say the best revenge is, Zirian? I always get this quote wrong. The best revenge is
success.
Success and living, I think it's like living a happy life. What? I'm sorry?
I said success and happiness.
Right. So the best revenge would be living a happy and successful life, even with your ex being in your life in some way, shape, or form.
Yes.
So it's all about you, and it's about your kids. And so making sure that you're eating clean, working out so that you can handle, so the physical body can start handling the emotional and mental stress that you're going through, making a strategic decision in how you hire a great attorney, making sure that you have professional emotional support during the process so you can stay clear and make decisions that are from a place of clarity instead of a place of fear and anger, listening to your heart and making a commitment to set goals and intentions that reflect the person that your dog thinks you are. And then treating your ex or your spouse, soon-to-be ex, with respect and common courtesy that you can have a great co-parenting foundation so that you can teach your children how to handle relationship and breakups of relationship with dignity and kindness and forgiveness and love. And then having the best revenge of all by living a life that is committed to be filled with joy, even though your ex is still there somewhere. How'd I do?
You did great.
Yeah.
You did great.
I made it on time this time.
You shared a lot of useful information for the listeners and for them to share with other people, and probably brought some things to the attention of some of us that failed at doing a lot of those things that you suggested.
Amen. I wish I had done all those things, too, during my divorce. I have to admit I didn't. I tried, but I wasn't always successful. So, you know, we're going to make mistakes. It's okay.
To err is human. To forgive is divine.
Yes, absolutely, Zirian. So if your listeners liked what they heard today, they can go on my website, www.transform-heal.com, and they can order my book that is now available for purchase, and it's entitled You Were in Love Once Upon a Time, and it's a healthy divorce workbook. It's only $17.95, so you don't have to commit hundreds of thousands of dollars to it, and it could actually save you a lot of time, energy, drama, trauma, money, and hopefully we will change divorce. Zirian, you and I are on a mission, changing divorce one Blog Talk Radio show at a time, huh?
I hear you. Maybe you ought to think about creating an e-course.
Oh, that's interesting. We'll talk about that sometime.
No problem. Matter of fact, I'm talking with somebody about that right now.
Ooh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. Pretty cool. We'll, like
really
you said,
nice,
we'll talk about that eventually. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to please take everything that the great, I call her the great, Miss Cindy Battino shared with us today. And again, if there's someone that you know that's going through divorce or someone that you know that may not be happy in their present circumstances, maybe you ought to share this show with them and give them some information so that they can gear up. What is it? It's better to be forearmed.
Prepared? Only. Yeah.
Yeah, prepared.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yep.
So that you can move on.
Yeah.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Miss Cindy Battino. Cindy Battino is a life coach. Also, if you're listening to the show or you're looking at the show, her website and other contact information is also on the site. And, Cindy, could you share that one more time with the listeners?
Sure. My website is www.transform-heal.com. My email is cindy@transform-heal.com. I can also be reached by phone. I do a lot of my work virtually, so I work with people all over the country, so you don't have to come to my office in Middleburg to work with me. And my number is 703-966-7620.
Outstanding. Well, as always, we are very, very thankful that you continuously bless us with all of this great, useful information, and it's always a pleasure to talk with you and to learn more, even about some of the subjects that are a little bit more scary than others.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this one's definitely scary, and I understand why. Okay, Zurian, thank you so much, and hopefully I'll be on again soon.
All right, you take care. Have a great day, 2015. Ladies and gentlemen, the information is good. Use it. Take advantage of it. And if you like the Zurian Show, please, please feel free to share it with other people. Or if you want to follow us and hear about more shows, in the upper left-hand corner, you can click follow and you'll be notified of new shows. Again, please contact Ms. Cindy Battino. Again, she gave her website, www.transform-heal.com, and her phone number is 703-966-7620. And she is a separation and divorce specialist and life coach and healer. Thank you very much for listening to The Zurian Show. And to everyone, we wish you much success. Take care.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time.